Hello and welcome to our podcast.
We are Formula One rookies that have decided to air our opinions online, bringing you reviews based on weekly races,
as well as our favorite race moments in Formula One. I always say hello at the beginning.
Do you know what the truth is? I think the word hello, I think I say it weirdly. So I can't say it.
Hey guys.
Hey guys. Welcome back.
Yes, to F1 Rookies.
F1 Rookies with Brandon and Jade. We've got a lot of changes. We have a new picture.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff. We got a new little hut as well where we record. But it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's so cool. Except that it's so dark. So we had to do a makeshift light and yeah.
Yeah, but it's quality. Quality.
Yeah. You actually wouldn't say that it's dark if that it's quite bright.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's exciting. We're actually also earlier this week. We're doing this quite soon. So it feels like we just saw each other. Now we're seeing each other again because we did just see each other on Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's actually talk about Sunday.
Sunday. Well, first, how was your last two days that were in between? How were your days when I didn't see you?
Pretty cool. I went driving yesterday.
Back. That's actually a big thing.
I'm back to the driving ways.
Brandon had an accident and then he was scared to drive. So this is a big thing that he's back,
I'm back
behind the wheel.
Yes.
Oh, that's quite eventful. I didn't do anything.
Oh, that was just that. It was like an hour and a half of driving and then I was back home just chilling, watching TV, I think. Oh, I play games. I play a lot of games.
I feel like that's the life of a boy. You just play games all day.
Yeah, I played a lot. Oh, I'll talk about that later on.
The face, it was
amazing.
I got excited,
but yeah.
Yeah, I just visited Talon and then I came back home.
I did that as well.
You visited her while you were driving?
No. I went to 3.
I went earlier before she went out. So that was all I did yesterday. I also felt really lazy. I was so tired.
That was me on Saturday. I was just like, bro, come on.
To be honest, I feel like that's me every day. Can't control myself. Anyway, so while we're all here, we're all excited. This has been the most exciting. As I was watching the race on Sunday, I was just like, I can't wait to talk about it because this is the best race I've ever seen. In my life. Well, actually, I don't know in my life, but this season we've been waiting for it and it happened.
Yeah. But it's crazy because on the last podcast we spoke about Toro Rosso winning.
And, I know.
And then they won, but under another name.
This is exciting because I did say that Vettel was his first victory at Monza. His first ever victory in his whole career.
Yeah.
And it was while he was driving Toro Rosso and it was at Monza. And that was just me fangirling over Vettel. And then here we go. History repeats itself.
I was so stoked. I was messaging. So I lost out there. I had DSTV now.
Yeah.
And then the guy who was using it, he doesn't have it anymore. So I had to find an illegal stream to watch.
I remember the days. I used to do that before. Don't say that out loud now. We're going to have to cut that out of the podcast.
Hey, it's a one-time thing.
Brandon, maybe we should share. I have my F1 TV. You can log into that.
Isn't that only for one device?
I have it on five devices. I have it on my computer. I have it on my phone. I have it on my dad's phone. And I log into every
Alanis was saying she would give it to me, but it only allows one device. Maybe she's lying to me because she doesn't actually want to give it to me.
Now I feel awkward.
I'm going to talk to her.
Hey. I feel awkward. I hope Alanis isn't listening to that.
Nah, she wouldn't have offered. It was on the phone, so.
Yeah, I don't actually know. I think
Have you ever watched on two separate devices at the same time?
Yeah.
Then I'm going to message her. Be like, bro, it works. Give me your account.
Because we actually have this thing. Because the thing about F1 TV is, which is awful. F1 TV, if you're listening to this, please sort yourself out. It doesn't, well, on our TV, we just have a normal Samsung and we have an Android box. We don't have a smart TV. So on the Android box, it doesn't have an app. Like you can't get an app. And for some reason, the Google Play Store doesn't have an app on the one that I have. So I had to cast it onto the TV and then it's like a whole like issue. So finally now I figured out how to get a web browser on my Android box and I literally stream it off a web browser like a computer.
Yeah.
But it isn't compatible. Like it even tells you it's not compatible. It's only compatible for a mobile, a tablet or iPad and a Mac or PC.
It was like DStv Now. It took so long for it to come onto.
Oh yeah, because now it's on. You can do it on TV. Yeah. So, but yeah, Brandon, I've logged into so many web browsers. That's the thing, and I don't know that many F1 people, so it's not like I was sharing it to the world. So.
Yeah. Okay.
We can make it happen.
Let's talk about that race, though. So it was so entertaining.
Well, actually, talking about that, so I wasn't home. So the whole thing happened. Thank goodness, even though I was just hating on F1 TV, thank goodness I've subscribed to them and that I have this app because it was my mom's birthday on Sunday. So she wanted to go out and she decided to go out the time the race started. So I said to her, hey, your timing's very bad. So I said, we're going to watch the start and then we'll leave and then we'll hope to get like some viewing wherever we go, whatever restaurant. And while I was in the car, my dad driving, I'm busy watching it on my phone. And I was like commentating to my dad.
Yeah.
So
I was.
Illegal start.
Yeah. It's actually a pretty good start.
We're not sharing the information.
I'm not saying what, but it's good. I've used it a few times on other stuff. But y'all, dude, that race was entertaining for days. I hated that Max just wasn't in it. But literally from like the start to the finish, it was like a, ooh, juicy, you know? But yeah, I was frothing. I was messaging my mate Nick and I was like, dude, imagine Gasly like pulls off something magic. That was beforehand.
Really? And then,
yo,
How'd you know?
I was just saying, imagine he pulls off like something that's just magic.
But he was 10th the whole way.
Yeah, but I was just, you know, it's what those what ifs.
Okay.
That came to life.
Woo! To be honest, when I watched the start, I thought it was going to be Mercedes win. The only exciting part I can say, like as soon as we watch like the start, because we love watching the start because to see who overtakes like as soon as they take off.
Yeah.
And the first thing was Sainz had taken Bottas.
Didn't Bottas go to like 5th or 6th?
Yeah. So Sainz was the first one to take him because Bottas was 2nd and then Sainz.
3rd.
Yeah. And then Sainz took him like first, like at the start.
Mm.
So then, and then we were getting excited because we were like, oh, what's happened to him? Like he kept going backwards. Bottas, he kept going backwards. And we were like,
Bottas, his start was so bad.
Yeah, it was.
But throughout the last couple of weeks, his starts have been horrific.
Do you think he's lost motivation?
I feel like it. He's just like, these guys don't care about me. They make me pit when I can go to the end.
That is so true.
But go to the hard tires. But there's 2 laps. Go to the hard tires.
That's awful, right? I think that's so mean. Like, it's not only Mercedes that does it, but I think like when a team does something like that, it's just terrible for the driver.
I hate it. Although he's number 2 driver, I feel like you should treat both your drivers like properly.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's not only about him being number 2 driver. It's like he's a good driver and you want to get the best result for your team. Doesn't mean Lewis is leading the championship. You're giving him more points. It's unfair. But when we were watching it, I didn't even think about it, but commentators were saying the party mode feature was off. So they couldn't push. Normally, they would have pushed. They would have given him more power so he would have overtaken all those people.
Yeah, so it was funny because he was like, normally Hamilton is like, what, 2 laps to be like at least 10 seconds ahead of someone?
Yeah.
He was like, give me 4 or 5 laps, I'll be 5 seconds ahead. And I was like, only 5?
Yeah.
Because it shows how much that party mode was like, he was talking because of the penalty.
Yeah. That was at the end. But
unlucky for him.
But it was that's another point, which is very good. Usually he would have been like 30 to 40 seconds ahead, especially if there wasn't a Mercedes behind him, there was a McLaren, and he wasn't that far ahead.
The only competition between Mercedes and everyone else is Red Bull, and Red Bull are still like sitting like 15 seconds sometimes.
Yeah, at exactly. A time.
And then behind Red Bull, it's like four, like another 30 seconds. Yeah, so exactly. It's like, bro, come on.
My dad's like having another debate because he says they should do it in qualifying as well, because the commentators had made a comment saying the party mode that would be allowed to like push their speed, to push them so that they could be so ahead of all the other drivers, gets cut off. Like, so they'll always be able to qualify like one and two. So that's the only thing, because we're like, oh. So if, as long as he qualifies one, he's very much able to win the race still, which is not a bad thing. It's just that we want more races like this one.
Yeah, and they were talking about, I read an article on the F1 app. They were talking about bringing back grid races or something. I don't know what it's called.
I don't know.
Well, whatever they did, because of the red flag, they all kind of went back to the grid.
Yeah.
Apparently it used to be like that.
When?
I don't know, but that's what they were saying. The commentators were like, maybe we should bring this back because it's made the race so much more entertaining.
But I feel like, where would you put that into a race?
I don't know. After like 30 laps and you make it like 60 laps and then it's kind of like, I don't know.
I don't know where that would come in. But, yeah.
But it was a fun race.
Yeah, so I think the start was a bit, I think for the part where I was like, oh, what is happening, is when Vettel, his brakes failed. He like flew through those, I can't remember what they call them, the like made up chicane or something.
Yeah.
And he was like, his brakes, he had no brakes. And then if you watched, it was like, he was going so slowly into the pit lane. Like, that was like so slowly.
Because imagine he was like trying to brake before the line, the cutoff line, the speed limit line. And then it's just like, nay. And he just kept.
There's this one commentator that just hops up all the time. And he was like, they're going to have to catch him because he has no brakes. And I was just like, really? It's a bit dramatic. Yeah. And then at the end, they were like, oh, he had just enough to stop. Anyway, and then if you watched, like when he came into the pit, they started hosing. Like, well, they were like, they have that like cool air that they blow on the engine all the time. They were blowing it on his brakes, like at the back on the wheel. The same thing was similarly, it was happening to Latifi at the start of the race.
What brakes failure?
Well, the commentators were saying that there was a glow on his brakes, and we saw the smoke. There was like a smoking up thing that was, and that was just after formation, like coming into the grid.
Yeah, a few people's brakes were also like locking.
Yeah,
at some point
it was weird.
Who was it? Stroll, when he was in the lead when they did the restart.
Oh yeah,
and his brakes were just like nay, and he just kept going.
Yeah, and that's how he lost all the position.
Unlucky, bro.
And then
wasn't it like the first time in like 8 years where it's been a different top three between Red Bull, Ferrari? Well, that didn't include Red Bull, Ferrari and Mercedes. Been like 8 years, they were saying.
I don't know the time because I never watched 8 years ago.
Yeah, they mentioned the thing. But yeah.
We've always had that where there'd be like a usual Red Bull or Mercedes or Ferrari winner, but then you'll get like a random like,
yeah, so they're saying this is
person.
Like the first time in like 8 years where it hasn't included all three.
Yeah, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And I know, imagine if we had more races like this, then we'd have like such a like crazy driver standings. Like
you would never
know who's going to win. It's like everyone fighting against each other, F2. Which would be amazing. Yeah, F2. That's also something to talk about. This weekend on F2, there was drama. But also, just carrying on with our F1 race, which was crazy. I feel like we should do a little story of how it went down. So after the whole thing with Vettel and his brakes, it was kind of like, I remember because I didn't actually watch the full back, so I didn't see the incident of that safety car issue that happened. So it was after Vettel's incident, then the race went on as normal.
Oh, and Magnussen.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Yeah, so his...
he said that the car broke. He said something broke.
Oh, he said something broke, yes. Yeah. He was like,
Yeah, he
broke.
Was just like giving up. But before all the drama with his car, like Vettel came out and then Albon was busy getting 5 second penalties every which way.
I don't know what happened there. He was trying to come on the outside. Whenever I say outside, all I can hear is when they scream, "He's coming on the outside!" You know, as soon as I say outside, I just hear that voice. He actually drove.
He did it with Gasly.
He did it with
at
Gasly
at the start, and then I think they gave him like just a.
But when he got the penalty, he hit Gasly as well. He hit. It was like an incident with like he went into like two different cars, I think.
But he didn't get a penalty for Gasly.
No, but it was when he got that penalty, he had. Bumped Gasly's tire, I think. Or was that in the beginning?
That was at the beginning.
Oh, okay.
Because that was the incident with Gasly. So at first they said he was under investigation there. And then they said no further action. And then again, he did it with Grosjean. And then he got a 5 second penalty. So it was because he did it the second time. He should have just
He wasn't
learned.
Red Bull there, though.
Learned from. So yeah, so he had that 5 second penalty. Then Vettel got kicked out the race. Well, it's whatever it is. We've given up on that. And then Magnussen random. That was so random. It wasn't even like something we expected. He was like normal and then suddenly he wasn't normal anymore.
That's me. I'm tired. Something broke, guys. Just pull my handbrake quick. Unplug that wire.
Yeah, I've given up. So he obviously, I guess it's because he's used to it. To be honest, how many times have you seen him finish a race this season?
A few.
So it's like a usual thing with him. So he had pulled his car off to the side. And then I remember the commentators, they were like, they're going to try push it into this little, there was like this space where the marshals were standing, and it looked like they could have pushed it out there, but it meant going backwards instead of going forward into the pit lane. So yes. Everyone just assumed that's what he was going
to
do.
Yeah, but he went to the pit lane, right?
Yeah, so that was the whole problem, that he went to the pit lane. So that's what they said, and it's just funny because when I was watching it, I'd watched this whole incident because I'd missed it in the live race, and the only reason I wanted to rewatch it was because of I knew about the 10 second penalty, but I wanted to know how it happened. So I was waiting, like we were waiting, we were counting down the laps because we were like, it's gonna happen now, it's gonna happen now, we're gonna see what happens.
Yeah, and then Leclerc, when he went into
so Leclerc's incident was the reason we had the restart.
Well, yeah, that brought out the red flag. Yeah.
But before the drama actually happened before Leclerc's incident, like Leclerc helped everyone because they could all like rearrange themselves. But with the incident, or like after Magnussen and that pit lane closing.
Oh, and Hamilton and
Giovinazzi.
Yeah, Giovinazzi.
Giovinazzi. Yeah.
Whatever his name is.
The Italian. It was a home race for him. So we knew the penalty was about a pit thing. Like that's what we knew. So we were waiting to see when could that possibly have happened. And in when we were watching the pit stops, we saw it said pit lane open. So we were like, okay, if they opened the pit lane, then why did Hamilton make this mistake? And we saw like Leclerc, Gasly, all of them do their pit stops.
But that was before
Magnussen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then suddenly Magnussen had his issue.
And they closed the pit lane.
But no one knew that that's what they were going to do because like the commentator said, they were going to push it back in that like little space. Like they didn't expect it. It was kind of like weird. But because he was close to the pit lane, they decided, okay, we'll just push it in.
Yeah.
And that was the most, that I think, apart from Leclerc's crash,
so
that was the biggest drama of the race. Like so that was this conspiracy.
There was like they did like this interview at the end and they revealed a team of Mercedes did see that the pit lane was closed, but they were at the factory watching the race. And they were like, the pit lane's closed. What are they doing? What are they doing? So they notified them after the race to be like, we couldn't, there wasn't enough time to warn you guys.
But that's so weird. Like, how is someone back in England seeing this?
They were watching
and you
the
guys
race.
Are in Italy.
And they were like, hey, the markers are there. But yeah.
So, I don't even know. Like, how does Mercedes defend themselves? Like, the funny thing is, Lewis Hamilton's like, there was no sign in the pit lane. Even, like, my dad said it at first and I ignored him because I'm like, you just saying it because it's Lewis Hamilton. But afterwards, the commentator said, you can't put a stop sign in the pit lane because once you're in there, how do you get out?
Yeah, it's like, you can't just swerve back in. The G-force is going to wreck you or even cause a massive crash. Yeah. So you're going to have to commit anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So they have to only signal that outside and before.
But that's when you have to look up. But Lewis was saying, I was looking down, changing my modes on the steering wheel.
To be honest, like, he can say that and that's fair. That's fair for him because he's the driver. I totally get it. But I'm not blaming the driver. I'm blaming the team because your engineer's job is to know all of those facts.
Yeah.
And how did all the other teams know, but Mercedes, particularly Lewis's team, because they're the only ones who brought him, Bottas' team didn't bring him in.
Bottas just kept cruising like a dumbass. that's always making me pit. Now you're going to pit twice.
No, but also, like, that is so funny. I can't get past that now. Because if you think about it, it's hilarious.
Should do stand up.
But yeah, so the whole thing with I can't go back now because I'm just dying.
My bad.
So I think if Leclerc hadn't crashed, we wouldn't have seen it unfold the way we did. Like, he would have been able to get that 10-second easily.
He wouldn't have been
able to do it. But because of the crash, we were able to.
But did you see him march off to go talk to the stewards?
Yes.
He was like, hey. How much do we pay you to let it come my way? Now you're doing this. Sorry, sir. There's new management.
This is exactly the thing. Like, as soon as they stopped, like, red flagged, gets out his car. He's like, he was the furthest. He was the only driver that walked all the way.
He was like, hell nah, bro. Like, dude, no ways I'm getting this penalty. And they were like, is it? You weren't going to, but now. Because you had the cheek.
But the thing is, it's like, why? It's not a why. It's like, how crazy was this race that when something as big as that, because for sure if that happened, like as the race happened without the red flag, he would have still like been upset and he still would have questioned it. Like, I know for a fact, like any driver, even Vettel, like if they believed that they weren't wrong, they would have wanted to go up to FIA officials and like have a discussion about it, because I know for sure Vettel would have done it, but because he did it before with another race. But how crazy, red flag, you were allowed to get out your car in the middle, like halfway through the race, 24 laps in, you're able to get out your car and go up to the office and be like, excuse me,
I'll object.
That was the one thing that I'm like, that is amazing. This race delivered in so many ways. And I'm so happy because I'm like, it didn't deliver for us because Ferrari result was bad.
Well, same as Red Bull.
So other than that, the results delivered with all the drama. Okay, I live for the drama, but everything and that victory, that was so much well earned.
It really made up for last week's race, because last week's race was so trash.
Exactly, bro. Because we were bored. We were literally like, what is this? We're seeing same old.
Yeah, there's action in the last two laps. Otherwise, this
was amazing. So, so carrying on, it was, so after the restart, everyone favoured Stroll. They thought he was going to win.
Yeah, because he did the fresh tire change. He had like faster tires, and also having the pit advantage. So it was kind of like a...
He was in the best position. They knew that Lewis was going to have to like come off to take that.
But someone backed... They were like, who are you backing? And so they were like Stroll. Someone else was like Gasly.
Simon said it. Simon's one of the commentators from Sky. And he said, I'm going to put my money on Gasly. And I was like, Simon said it because I watched the replay.
Yeah, so Nick and I, we were like, okay, we're going all out for Gasly. Because beforehand, we were like, imagine Gasly perform some magic in this race.
Yeah.
And now we're like, oh my word, he's starting like third. So we were like, surely. And then it happened.
It happened.
What a legend.
Thanks to Stroll. We thank you for making that mistake. But yeah.
But I was also gutted for Sainz because like imagine he could have gone in to Ferrari knowing that he had a championship win. I mean, not champion, a Grand Prix run.
I have no comment towards that because since the disappointment of Ferrari this season and seeing Gasly go up this season and knowing what happened to him last season, I was just like, this new AlphaTauri look. First of all, I love the look of AlphaTauri. I love the colors and everything. It looks amazing.
It's a sick car here.
It looks so like, cool.
Just the design. It's just, oof, it's clean.
It looks so fresh. Like every time, like sometimes when I'm posting pictures on Instagram, I'm just like, I can't help but want to post AlphaTauri because it just looks great. And it was the sad thing was just they weren't creating results that were worth posting. So Gasly was the only thing and he was just up and coming. And just by the way, saying that Martin Brundle, one of the commentators, he was saying that Leclerc actually had said in a previous interview that his highlight of the season is Gasly. He thinks that Gasly's doing so well this season because...
Yeah, because he was just pushing and he was like doing everything that he wasn't doing when he was under Red Bull. And now he's like, if I want to get back in there, I got to do what they've asked me to do, kind of.
Yeah, exactly. And it's so nice to see all of that effort. Like, obviously, if it was a normal race, the results probably wouldn't have been the same. But the fact that he had a chance and he took the chance and he got it at Monza, which is amazing. And for that team, AlphaTauri team, Toro Rosso, they call it the Toro Rosso DNA. It was just so nice. So yeah, thanks guys. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed.
It's been a good one.
We hope you enjoyed our catch up. Just quick reminders, please follow us on Instagram. It's Loves Formula One. Because we love Formula One.
Awesome questions, like what you want us to answer.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I didn't actually open that up for this week because I was too excited to get started with this podcast. No, because it's
despicable.
Because we wanted to get going because we wanted to celebrate this Pierre Gasly win. But for sure, our next time, I don't think we'll fit another one in this week, but next week we will definitely answer some questions.
Yeah.
And we definitely want to know who do you support? That's like number one.
Yeah.
Who's your team? Who do you support? And why do you support them? Like, is it a family thing? Is it just because you like the driver like me? Because that's why I support them.
Yeah.
We're excited to know. And do you watch F2? So then I can have someone to talk to about it. So please follow us on Instagram. Please share our podcast with other Formula One fans because we want to join a community of people that are into the same things that we are. And yeah, also if you enjoy football or soccer.
Oh yes. Yeah, so if you enjoy football or soccer, good friends of ours, they have their own podcast. It's called Halftime Blues. It's basically they both Chelsea and Manchester City supporters, but they talk about everything basically.
Yeah, they give you a lot of facts about Premier League, I think.
Just Premier League and Champions League, transfer talk, and just opinions. And
I'll definitely link that in our description. So if you guys are into that kind of things, that's like soccer, football. I don't know what people call it this
piece. It's football, but for them Americans.
Soccer. In South Africa, we also call it soccer.
I don't like that though.
It's because you're pretending you live in England.
I wish I did.
Okay, so definitely if you're into football, if you're in England, then have a listen. You might enjoy it. But otherwise, thank you so much for listening. Please share our podcast and we'll see you next week. I never know what to say because we don't see anyone.
We're out. 'Thanks so much for listening.
Be sure to check out our Instagram, link in the description below. Catch us next week.